Hello, David Zritsky for The Bond Experience. Welcome back. Well, it's time. The holidays are upon us. What an amazing time for James Bond fans. Why? Well, I mean, there's the obvious gifting of the season, which is not my favorite part. I'll get to my favorite part in a second, but there is. I mean, there's, you know, you can see 007.com launching different things. You could see people starting to ask questions of a Bond fan who potentially has everything. I always love that question, right? You know, it's like people ask, what do I get you? I have no idea what to get you. I have a singular passion and focus. It happens to be James Bond. You could get me a James Bond vintage cake topper, and I'll be excited that you remembered that I really adore James Bond. I mean, really, you could get a James Bond fan a replica of something that they already have, and the fact that you focused on their passion gets them very happy. But this is not about gifting. This is about what does the holiday season do for us? You know, what is it all about, Charlie Brown? It's not such a bad tree after all, Charlie Brown. You know, remember what Linus said on the stage. I mean, remember what these moments, these holidays are all about. And let me explain why I really like them. Now, Thanksgiving here in the United States, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, and some people even celebrate it abroad, if you look into the parts and the pieces of Thanksgiving from a history standpoint, it gets a little bit muddled, but it's become this sort of cozy family gathering holiday where people come together amidst a lot of time of just sometimes being separated or a lot of, well, let's just say it, commercialism. And Thanksgiving kind of sets itself apart. It's Thanksgiving is not really about the decoration. And at the heart of it, even though food is a focus, food is a prop. Food is a setting to bring people together. And that's what Thanksgiving is all about, Charlie Brown. Thanksgiving is about bringing people together. Now, we open up our homes. We host people. We have people sometimes sleep over. I'm going to be actually heading to my brother's house, and we're going to take advantage of the fact that we're there to see my niece's brand spanking new baby. So it's about life and celebration. And then we're going to be staying over my in-laws' house and visiting with them. So it really is about a family gathering. And here it comes. Here comes the big cat poster cliche. It's about thankfulness. And there's a lot to be thankful for. And I know that, you know, it sounds like a kumbaya, very ody feeling, but my gosh, you know, I'm somebody, and this is not going to be heralded as a positive point for many of you hearing this. I'm not a news person. I'm not one of those people that, you know, drink my cup of coffee and go through the news and read the news voraciously and see what's happening. Because quite frankly, I've got to hit the ground running in a very positive way in both my hobby, my personal life, and of course, my job. I've got to be the person in the room when things are falling apart and exploding. For example, at work, I've got to be the one in the room to say, guys, it's okay. We've got solutions around this. Let's take a beat, take a moment, and push forward. The fact of the matter is, if you're listening to this podcast, you have survived every day so far. Good for you, no matter how bad your day was. So I've got to go walking into this world in a pretty positive way, which is, I think, why I keep my channel as positive as possible. Now, I've seen moments. What's the opposite of thankfulness? Not being thankful? I've seen moments with other channels, other people, where they're just not thankful for what they have. You know, they want what the other person has. They want what the other Bond fan channel has. You know, there's, and I don't want to talk too much about it. It's probably a whole episode to itself. The idea of FOMO, fear of missing out. It's as old as any kind of fandom, you know, where somebody gets to go to something. I mean, I had a few friends go to the Road to a Million, 007 Road to Millions launch in London. I was so happy for them. I said, look, I just want pictures and stories. That's all I want, because I need to live vicariously through you. I mean, you need to be happy for these people. But there were some people that actually said, well, why not me? You know, why wasn't I invited? Why those fans? Why those people? Why those targets? And there's a lot of reasons. Some are transactional. Some are business oriented. Some are relationship based. And, you know, that's the reality of things. So what do you do? Do you sit there and hammer your fist against the wood table and go, look at me? You know, why am I not relatable or relevant? You know, why did this brand look at this person rather than me? No, you could either enjoy it. You can turn the channel. There are so many different choices. But one choice, and this goes back to the theme of this podcast, is just be thankful for what you have. What have you created? What have you done to make yourself happy, you know, or other people happy or recognized? Just be happy with those things. And the reason I can say this with some validity on this podcast is I'm not perfect. I'm not a robot. I come on these podcasts and, you know, I'm sure it sounds amazing and, you know, I'm trying to be inspirational, but authentic. But if I'm being authentic, I have waned over the years. Now I'm getting better as I get older, but there have been times in the past where, you know, I've just received something in or received a bunch of things in to review and I get them and I review them and then I put them in a storage area. It's like, wait a minute. Go back, revisit those things, appreciate them. Those are wonderful moments. They're part of the brand journeys. Re-explore them. So one of the things I've been doing in preparation for the holidays is I've been spending more time in my collection area just appreciating what I have, not what can I get or what can I receive or what I'm going to review or what's good for the channel, but what do I have? And I'm right now, as I do this podcast, sitting on this big white kind of 1960s looking couch in my collection area, which is in my walkout basement, as you know. I always make it sound nicer. Collection area. It's a walkout basement. It's nice, not bad, but here I am, just really appreciating all the moments, because even though I'm surrounded by things and we don't want to be owned by the things, everything in my collection has a story. Everything in my collection connects back to a person or a group or a brand or a team or an event. And I'm absolutely bowled over by the amount of stories that I've been able to be a part of. It doesn't matter the size of the stories or how many stories, just that you're a part of a story. Your story. And I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I think about the great friends that I've met and the time that I'll be spending with them in 2024. I'm planning my calendar right now. And I'm just so thankful that Danielle and I could do these things together as a couple. And just thankful for my family, friends, my workplace, you know, that I've got good people that I work with. I mean, that's not something not to be thankful for. So whether you are in the United States or not, whether you celebrate Thanksgiving, maybe it's a good idea to stop for a moment and just be thankful, not about the things that you're working towards or for or being goal-oriented. All those things are good, but take a moment to be thankful for what you've acquired, what you've been a part of, and dial down the wishing for more, or the wishing what others have, and just be thankful. You know, Charlie Brown, Danielle, there was a day that I was having a day, you know, like everybody does, and she put on the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. This just happened this past week, last week, and she put it on because she knew it'd be 26 minutes of nostalgia and happiness, and, you know, I love the Peanuts gang. It was part of my upbringing, and it brings me back to a simpler time. And we were watching, we were laughing, both laughing, but the message was so clear. You know, it wasn't about the fact that Charlie Brown with Peppermint Patty and Marcy and everybody and Franklin had created this off-target Thanksgiving meal of jelly beans and butter toast and pretzel sticks and popcorn. It was the fact that they were bringing people together and connecting, and they had good friends. And in the end, it was fantastic. And Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, rolled this up into a lovely, lovely morsel in 26 minutes. And they taught us all the basics way back then. That was in the early 70s that came out. So why have we lost that in so many cases? And in the bond community, why do people get lost in the whole idea of, you know, why them? Why not me? know, that whole idea of, you know, that the opportunity that they were given was scorned by them. That should have been mine. So I just wanted to kind of bring it all back. And if nothing else, let you know what I'm doing during the holidays, what I'm appreciating during the holidays. And it's not about the decoration or the consumption, whether it's presents or food. It's more about the embracing of the true spirit of what I believe warms us during this time, which is to just look around and see people and loved ones and, you know, where we've come, where we're going to, and just see it as a beautiful journey, no matter what that journey holds. A little off bond, but trust me, if you look deep down, there's a lot of relatability and relevance to the Bond community and the Bond world. It's in there. Not an Easter egg. Pretty obvious. Anyway, I'll let you to it. Hope you enjoy the holidays. If I do not speak to you, I'll be coming up with some really fun things. I hope to keep everybody entertained. But in the meantime, this has been David Zaritsky for the Bond Experience. The Bond Experience. Talk to you soon. Bye.